Do you pay attention to off seasons? You know, there's so much talk about Philly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vince Young coming out saying, you know, put together the dream team. I mean, you pay attention to what some of these teams they pick up, and you're like, oh, hey, I heard Peyton Manning might not be ready for week one.
No, well, you know, you hear the transactions from the guys.
Yeah.
Some of the guys. I'm not one of the big guys that pay attention to that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So you're obviously not a big fantasy football player. Because you got to pay attention to that stuff.
I don't even know how to do it.
Come on.
I promise you. You can show me the thing, but like, hey, Dion, you're supposed to go this, put this there. You pick this guy up. I don't know when you bench somebody how that works.
You put them on your bench. They don't count towards your scoring this week.
And then what happens? So you get to put
them. You can put them back. You got like six bench spots. You can move guys in and out. So if I got Deion Branch on my team, he's got a good match. He's going up against some schlub cornerback, and I'm going to put him in this week. And maybe next week, if I think the Patriots might run,
yeah,
I put you on the bench, Deion. I'm sorry. You've been benched this week.
That's
kid.
A cold thing. So y'all love small gyms, huh?
A little bit.
Okay.
That's why people
wanna
love
be,
it.
So I call fantasy football.
And what's the pool? What do you play for?
For fun. Of course, there's no money involved.
So you are?
There's no gambling.
Y'all have one here?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're going to have one of those.
Good, man.
But you must hear that as a wide receiver, it is a skill position. You don't play fantasy football.
Right.
You must get that. I drafted you on my team. What do you get?
You
fans talk about that to you?
It's cool. It's cool just to hear, you know, how so many people are interested in the game of football and how much involvement they have with it. But, you know, this is just something for the fans. I think it's great.
Now, this offense. There's going to be a lot of guys on fantasy team, especially after what you saw, what fans saw there week one.
Mm-hmm.
Was that, for you, looking out at that week one performance? Because it looked flawless, really, in that first half, like you were under control. Obviously, we know Bill can pick some things apart.
Well, it wasn't good.
For a first week, wasn't it still pretty good?
Are
you going to stick with that Patriot way? We got a lot of things to work
on. Yeah, technically, that's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, if we was to play the film, then you'll see what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's still a lot of things that we have to correct, even after last week's game. You know, we all felt good coming out at the half, you know, at the halftime and then after the entire game. But then once you put the film on, you realize, hey, we made a lot of mistakes. I made some myself. You know, everybody. It just wasn't one person. Everybody across the board made a lot of mistakes. And that's some stuff that we got to clean up going into this week's game.
As a receiving corps, you had yourself, Wes, and Ocho on the field for the first time this year in a game situation. How would you grade out as a group how you guys did as wide receiver corps?
I wouldn't say a great, but I think we did okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all didn't catch a ball, but I felt like I blocked pretty good in the run game. Pretty good job in the run game. I made some on one run play I messed up on, you know, that I'll point out myself.
Yeah.
Overall, and you know, you can ask Wes and Ocho how they felt about the situation, but I think I think we did pretty good.
Now, did we see a little heated talk between you and Tom, maybe?
When?
During that game? I think TVs might have caught you guys.
No, it was a conversation on the sideline.
Yeah.
No, we're just always going over certain things.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be hard for me to get in a heated discussion with Tom. You know, I think he looks at us because he knows that, hey, we're out trying to do everything he asks of us to do. There's never a time that, hey, if he say do this, I'm going to do it. I mean, he's a quarterback. If I want the ball, I got to do what the quarterback asks me to do.
Is there more talk on the sideline, Deion, in a preseason game than there would be in a regular season game?
Mm-mm. It's about the same. We treat this game exactly. I mean, that's what you were seeing on the sideline during the game. I think it was going over signals and stuff like that. You know, certain things. If you say, if I change this up right here and I give you this, what are you doing? You know, so he's constantly grilling us on the sideline on certain things. You know, mentally we're still in the game, but even though we wasn't on the football
field. Would there ever be a scenario where you could look back after a game and say, we pretty much did everything we needed to do? I mean, there's been some pretty impressive offensive games here in New England, and you still hear the whole, we got a lot to work on. And we just want to roll our eyes like, yeah, sure.
I know, it's hard. It's hard, but if you turn the film off, you walk in the meeting room with us on Monday, and you see it, and then here's the stuff we worked on during the week, during the entire week, and then we get in the game. We make the play successful, but we mess it up during the process of the play developing. Mm-hmm. You know,
there are things you guys see that we wouldn't see watching on TV.
You can't see it. Mm-mm. You wouldn't see it. But you turn that film on Monday, you'll see it.
Well, Tom was on the air with Dennis and Callahan this morning, and he talked about your receiver group in practice and how you guys have. He feels like it's getting better with every practice.
Yes,
and
sir.
Looking at the receiving core, you got Ocho, who's new. You got still two younger guys, and guys like Tate and Edelman.
Right.
Do you find yourself, Deion, helping those guys out, the guys that are newer to the system, during these practice sessions, telling them where they should be, kind of help coach those guys?
Right. Well, you know, I'm helping them outside the part that. I'm still learning myself from missing the training camp last year. I think some of the base stuff that we already have installed that we're familiar with and that the younger guys don't get the opportunity to rep, we're always coaching those guys. You know, because Coach, you know, O'Shea is coaching the guys who practice, and then the ones that's behind us that's not in on the play, me, Chad, and Wes over there telling them this and that, or telling Chad this. You know, this is what you have on this play. Mm-hmm. This is what this is. This is what they're looking for us to do. So, I mean, yeah, I find myself now coaching a little bit more, you know, than playing a little bit now. So,
you know, a lot of was made really of Ocho Cinco and like Tom kind of together for the first time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of talk like, oh, he's not fitting in right now with the chemistry isn't there. It almost seemed like Thursday after that game, he was harder on himself. Obviously, there's some things to work on, but he seems like a smart guy. You always see him around there.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
How would you look at his first game and some of those things he did?
Oh, that, you know, that's for Chad, you know.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing from the outside looking in, looking at the film, we think he did great. But like he said, he's not comfortable where he is right now in the offense. And he will continue to get better with all the work and, you know, that we're going to continue to do in practice. It's going to happen. You know, I think the biggest thing for all of us is just to take it one day at a time, you know, and let the entire offense develop the way it is.
Tom talked about it last week that Jet game still sticks with him. And you admitted talking with us that games like that stick with you. After we talked to you last week, you came out and you talked about the Jets a little bit more and the way that they reacted after that game last year. Mm-hmm. And I read from your comments that maybe the way that they treated that game, that there was some disrespect that you felt as a player, the way they acted at the end of that game. Is that fair?
Yeah, I don't want to hash on it no more. You know, I think it's so old. That was last year. You know, we're going to move forward. I think the biggest thing right now is for us, we got the Lions this week. You know, I don't want to disrespect those guys at all. You know, we got a big preseason game. I think this is one of our most important games coming up. You know, right now, being that this is the third preseason game, probably the last shot of all the guys being on the football field and seeing what our offense really is going to look like. Well, our team as well. Not just an offense, just a team. Yeah, I don't want to talk about the Jets. You know, it's old.
Early on in your career here in New England, you went up every day against some of the best. You know,
right.
Ty Law, Asante Samuel. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, last year was your first look and our first look, really, at Devin McCourty.
Right.
You know, people, you know, first year all pro. Is it unfair to sit there and say that guy could eventually be in that club? What do you see from him that makes you think of maybe some of those greats that you've gone up against?
Great player. I mean, the biggest thing with this guy, he's always on the football field. He wants to learn. He's always asking questions like, hey, what did I do wrong on this? You know, and every opportunity I get, I try to go up against him, you know, to give him everything I have. I want to see some of the stuff that he's doing that's good and some of the things that he's not doing correct that I can tell him, you know, after the play. I wouldn't tell him before because I need to get open.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't tell him before I run the play, but I'll let him know, you know, after I run a route on him a certain thing. Hey, you messed up on your step here or you was leaning too far on this or something like that. But Dem is a smart player. You know, a very patient guy at the line of scrimmage. I think he understand, you know, positioning on the football field as far as the receivers, you know, where we line up at. I mean, he pay attention to all the details. So, and, you know, he got one of the greatest coaches coaching him.
We've heard players say, Deion, that from year one to year two is that biggest jump.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that? And do you see that in a player like Devin? That, he was, as Lou said, all pro last year, but that he's making strides already here in this shortened preseason year two.
Well, you can see it. I mean, you know, sky's the limits for that guy. You know, if he continue to work hard, he'll be the player that he wants to be. You know, it's hard for me to even think back 1 to 2. I'm in 10, so.
Why not?
Come
on, take us back. Freshman to sophomore year in the NFL. What was that like?
Man, a lot of fun, I'll say that. Just very thankful to be on the team, man. You know, just thankful to be around and to be able to contribute to the game, you know, I think. But for Devin himself, like I said, this guy's the limit with this kid. He's young. He's willing to learn. He's always asking questions. So those are the most important things. He's not one of the guys that's out there, hey, I know it all. I have all the answers. He's not one of those type of kids.
You know, we look at this offense. We say there's so many weapons. You know, over the weekend there, you see three tight ends lined up.
Right.
You don't know if you're going to run the football out of that. Then Ocho gets that pass across the middle. Then the next time they do it, you guys power run that ball into the end zone. There's so many options. These two young tight ends.
Yeah.
I mean, they give so much more to this offense. You've got weapons on the outside. You got running backs. But these two tight ends is something
that
we haven't really seen this type of offense use.
Hey, they're very important to the offense. Very important. I enjoy going to meetings and practice with these guys. You feel me? I keep saying kids. I truly enjoy watching these guys practice. You know, I'm always talking to Aaron and also going to Costco because I'm lined up with those two guys a lot. So it's just fun to see them, to see these guys practice and developing to be these great players that they're going to be in the future, man. I'm excited for them, and trust me, I think the coach is doing a great job of putting them in the right places to help our team be successful.
You said how important this game is coming up on Saturday. Yeah. You have the Lions come up. It's a national TV game. It's going to be on across the country.
Right.
Is even with the shortened preseason, Dion, that we think of it as the third preseason game is the big one. It's the dress rehearsal because you back off some of the starters there in that fourth game. Is that the feeling you're getting about the approach, what we'll see Saturday in Detroit?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that completely, you know, because we go out there and play bad. Who knows what happens?
Sure.
You know, but I think it's our next game. You know, this is the next important game. We only have two preseason games left. You know, I think overall as an offense, as a team, we want to continue to progress and get better each and every week. You know, I think from week one to week two, we did that. Now it's all about making that next step, trying to put more things in on the offense, defense, and special team, and to see what we all look like. And however long coach has us on the field, that's what we have to do. Now, can't jump to the fourth preseason game. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? I just want to, you know, we want to focus on this Detroit game, take this game plan this week, and go out and execute our plays in practice and turn it over in the game.
Last preseason, you weren't here at the beginning of preseason. And a big story was, you know, Bill taking down the pictures, you know, in the hallway of all the great teams, the Super Bowl. Say, we got to make our own memories now and make a name for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You come back here, you know, you were part of those teams with the Brewskis and the Vrabels and the Troy Browns.
Yep.
You come back here, you kind of know what this organization's all about.
Yes,
and we
sir.
Hear about the Patriot way. When a young kid or a free agent comes in here, what exactly is that? How would you sum up? The minute they walk in that room, they understand that this is how we do business.
So I think the most important thing is, you know, following directions, being accountable to your teammates, to yourself, just mimicking what the veteran guys are doing in front of you. You know, I think one of the biggest things, staying out of trouble off the football field. You know, being accessible, being available when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of things. You know, doing the right things and the little things on the football field, being that one person, I wouldn't just say that one person, but doing what you've asked to do. You know, hey, I may have three plays this game, but those three plays I need to make sure I give my all for the team. And that's what it's all about.
It's funny, you mentioned your 10th year and telling these guys who come in now, Dion, you know, what how to go about the Patriot rate, and you say staying out of trouble.
Yeah.
Do you tell these guys that there are going to be things that come out and with the way the media attention is now on athletes that you got to be careful. You acting as sort of that mentor to some of the young players on this team.
Exactly. You know, just always talking to the guys. And, you know, they'll get that feel once they walk in the locker room. You know, you'll have a bunch of knuckleheads in that locker room. You know what I'm saying? It just don't happen that way.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, coach does a great job of bringing the guys in that fits our, you know, our mold. So, trust me, we all truly enjoy being around each other. You know, the little couple off days we had, and now we're back to work. So, guys are excited to be back in.
You guys have a fantasy game going on? Fantasy draft? Anybody?
Yeah, when's our fantasy draft?
No, they're playing
fantasy
right now.
Involved here.
Nah, no team fantasy league?
No, just dominoes.
All right, man.
Dion, thank you, man. Appreciate
thank you all.
It's a Patriots Monday. Dion Branch, we'll get a break, get back to your phone calls live here at Gillette Stadium Sports Radio.